live from the College of Communication, Arts, and Sciences at Michigan State University. It is now time to go beyond the X's and the O's with WKAR's Current Sports.
You want to go after an athlete, one of my athletes, come after me. I'm a man. I'm 40.
My style is impetuous. My defense is impregnable.
Well, I'm the best corner in the game. When you try me with a star receiver like Crabtree, that's the result you're going to get.
Yes, did I express to them I was mad? I was furious. Just furious.
I know my wife will at least shot fake one time.
We talking about practice, not a game.
And I told our players, you need to be more like a dog. We don't need a bunch of cats in here. Looking in the mirror. Do I look good? I got my extra bands on. I got my other shoes on. Be a dog. We don't need no meows. We don't need no cat.
Here's your host, L. Martin.
What is up, beautiful people? Welcome to this Wednesday edition of WKAR's Current Sports. Folks, it is a new month. Today is, again, April 1st, 2020. It is the first of the month, folks, and April 1st is notoriously known as April Fool's Day. Look, I have no jokes up my sleeve on today's show. You know, I think back to some of the current sports shows we've done in the past, and during April 1st, during that broadcast of April 1st, you know, sometimes I come up with some headliners that may not be true and try and dupe you, and you say, what? Like, I remember one time I did Tommy Izzo was retiring, and I literally had people calling up to the station like, what? Izzo's retiring? Are you kidding me? I didn't read this anywhere. And it was a big April Fool's prank. So we've had some fun in current sports history when it comes to April Fool's Day. But kind of tough to come up with one this year just simply because of everything that's going on with the coronavirus pandemic. It's just tough. It's just tough. I decided to just leave it alone today. But happy April Fool's Day. Maybe you got some pranks coming your way, or you're going to, you know, have some pranks for your family and friends and maybe other loved ones that you are in quarantine with at home. But yeah, April Fool's Day. All right. When it comes to current sports today, we've got a few things I want to touch upon. There is an update coming out of Michigan State football and the roster that will be next year's team. And there are two players in particular I want to talk about. One who is making a position change, and one who seems to be leaving the team altogether. I'll tell you about those two players in just a moment. Also, as promised on Tuesday's show, I do want to touch upon the NBA and how the NBA has been in discussions amongst one another, trying to figure out how they can finish the season, trying to figure out how they can put a bow on the regular season and how they can have some kind of playoff format that would yield a winner. Because there were so many intriguing storylines in the NBA this year, arguably none bigger than the linkage of LeBron James and Anthony Davis out in L.A. So you had the L.A. Lakers, a very prominent team in the NBA's Western Conference. Also, another L.A. team, the other L.A. team in the NBA, the L.A. Clippers, who had just acquired Kawhi Leonard from the NBA defending champ Toronto Raptors, instantly making the Clips better. In combination, you had Kawhi Leonard in combination with Paul George. You know, the battle for L.A. was certainly real. And that was going to be a real battle to come down to the wire to. And it's a shame that we won't see, you know, a regular NBA year play out, and we get to see if those two L.A. teams would have indeed matched up in the Western Conference Finals. And we all know when it comes to the NBA as well, the NBA world was rocked by the death of Kobe Bryant and the helicopter crash as well. Just so much going on this year. 2020 has not been kind. But you'll get my thoughts on what the NBA is trying to maybe play around with, at least the idea right now, on how the NBA schedule can continue. I'll get to that. Also, how about Carmelo Anthony? Carmelo Anthony is one of the greatest scorers in NBA history, if you ask me. I mean, Carmelo Anthony, bona fide NBA scorer, very tough to guard, a superstar. But he's one of those guys that is probably going to end his NBA career with no ring, with no championship. It was a big mistake by my Detroit Pistons not to draft Carmelo Anthony with that number two overall draft pick, which is just, when you just say Darko, I mean, that's all you got to say. When you say Darko to a Detroit Pistons fan, it just, you know, something in your soul just cries out, right? Because that's what happened in that 2003 NBA draft where you had so many talented, dynamic players. And it seemed as though the Pistons were going to lean toward drafting Carmelo Anthony that year. You know, that was in 2003. You know, this was a year before the Pistons had gone into that first year, Darko's first year, as an NBA champ. They won the championship in 2004. Special, special year. So Carmelo, he went on his Instagram Live, and he toyed around with the idea on whether or not the Pistons would have drafted him. What would have happened if the Detroit Pistons have drafted him? I'll tell you what he had to say in just a moment, and I'm going to have further thoughts on that later on this hour. Also, the NFL is still being hard-headed, and they still plan on holding a traditional NFL season. Right now, all of the dates are still set in stone. There's been no changes whatsoever. We've been talking about the NFL draft and how that's still going to take place with relatively no hiccups. the NFL is still planning on a traditional season. I want to touch on that later on this hour as well. That and so much more, folks. You know, again, it's different now with current sports being broadcast at my crib. The way you can weigh in now is by picking up your phone and texting 517-355-WKAR, 517-355-9527, by going to social media and weighing in at our Facebook page at facebook.com/WKARnews. You can also tweet us, tweet the show at WKAR News, or just tweet me directly at Al Martin WKAR. But without further ado, you know what's next. Here are your April Fools. These are all legitimate headliners, though. There's no April Fools headliners this year. Legitimate April Fools quick hit headliners for this April 1st. All right, as I mentioned, the Michigan State football team seems to have made a change, actually a few changes. MSU football recently lost one Australian punter, but is set to add another, as UTEP's Mitchell Crawford, who is an Australian native, he said in a message to MLive that he has received a scholarship offer from Michigan State's new special teams coordinator, Ross Ells, and is scheduled to join the Spartans this season as a grad transfer, eligible to play immediately with 1 year remaining of eligibility. So Michigan State released an updated spring roster yesterday morning, and it didn't include redshirt freshman punter Jack Baumeister, who left the team to return to his native Australia. Also, Julian Barnett is listed at cornerback, one of the top corners in the nation coming out of Belleville. Barnett, actually, if you remember, he flipped to wide receiver last season, appearing in all 13 games as a true freshman. Last week, defensive coordinator Scotty Hazleton said Barnett had spent some time in the defensive side of the ball before players were sent home because of the COVID-19 outbreak. So it seems as though Julian Barnett is going to go back to the cornerback position and move away from wide receivers. So two big updates there for Michigan State football as we got a chance to peek at the roster yesterday morning. More thoughts on that later on this hour as well. All right, as I mentioned, Carmelo Anthony is making headlines this week due to what he had to say concerning whether or not the Detroit Pistons would have drafted him at the number two pick. The 2003 NBA draft, it was really one of the best in recent memory. Out of the top picks, four of them, in LeBron James, Carmelo himself, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, future Hall of Famers, without a doubt. The outlier in that top five is clearly the Serbian forward Darko Milicic, who was selected second overall by my Detroit Pistons. Milicic, he lasted in the league for a decade and appeared in 468 games, but with a career average of 6 points and four rebounds, he failed to really live up to the high expectations that come with being the number two overall draft pick. One of Joe Dumars' worst moves throughout his tenure as the head man in charge of the Detroit Pistons operation. But despite his individual accolades, Carmelo Anthony has never won an NBA title, but he feels as though he would have at least won a couple of championships if the Pistons had selected him instead of Milicic. Back in 03, the Pistons went back-to-back in the finals in 04 and 05 and won a ring in 04, defeating Kobe Bryant, Shaquille O'Neal, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton in the NBA Finals. That was a five-game series. Really felt like a sweep, though. This is what Anthony had to say on an Instagram live chat with his good pal Dwayne Wade. Quote, "I don't know what I would have been if I would have went to Detroit. I know I would have maybe two or three rings." How about that? Yeah, because look, Pistons won in 04. That would have been a ring. And they went back to the finals in 05 and, you know, would have Carmelo Anthony been that player to push them over the hump to win back-to-back championships? We'll never know. We'll never know. More on that in just a moment. All right, the Detroit Tigers. Check this. The Detroit Free Press has its own Twitch account. Twitch is a video game broadcasting streaming service in which you can broadcast you playing video games. And right now, there are video game simulations taking place really everywhere, because there are no sports and people are getting their respective sports fixed by watching games on Twitch and or Mixer. Mixer is another video game streaming device. So the Detroit Free Press is actually live streaming Detroit Tigers baseball games courtesy of the video game MLB The Show on their respective Twitch page. So right now, you know, there are four games in, going on five today, as I speak right now at 1:08 p.m., you can watch the virtual version of the Detroit Tigers at twitch.tv/freepsports. Again, that's twitch.tv/freepsports if you want to get your virtual Detroit Tigers fix here. The Tigers right now, when it comes to this Twitch broadcast, the Tigers are 2-2 right now, and they will play the Kansas City Royals. So again, the Detroit Free Press trying to fill the baseball void by having Free Press sports writer Anthony Fenix stream the Tigers season on MLB The Show, and the Tigers quote unquote won their home opener against the Kansas City Royals on Monday. 4-3 was the final there. So game five of the season at 1:08 p.m. and people can actually, like, you know, chat with the Detroit Free Press while the game is going on. I think it's Anthony Finnick over there who covers the Detroit Tigers. Ask him anything about the real or virtual Tigers or anything else baseball. But you will need a Twitch account to chat. It takes like 2 seconds. I have one myself because I play Madden. I'm in an NFL Madden league. I've been in there for 2 years now. I've constantly talked about it here on Current Sports. But we are required to Twitch our games to make sure that there's no funny business happening behind the scenes. So, yeah, there you have that. The Tigers on Twitch. That's where we are today. All right, the NFL. While business across the country continues to shutter and lay off employees because of the coronavirus pandemic, the National Football League said it's making plans to go ahead with the 2020 season, at least for now. Quote, all of our discussions, all of our focus has been on a normal, traditional season, starting on time, playing in front of fans in our regular stadiums, and going through a full 16-game regular season and a full set of playoffs. That's coming from NFL Executive Vice President Jeff Pasch in a conference call on Tuesday. That's our focus. That's what Pasch had to say. The NFL has so far adhered to its normal operating schedule, even as health concerns have really paralyzed the nation. But the NFL is still planning on a traditional season. More on that story in just a moment as well. And how about the GOAT? Tom Brady, the number 12, became so much a part of Tom Brady's identity during his 20-year tenure with the New England Patriots that his company's name has the digits actually in his initials, TB12. That's how ingrained the number 12 is in the career of the GOAT, Tom Brady. And the 12 isn't going anywhere now that Brady is the quarterback of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, which is still so weird to say. So weird hearing that come out of my mouth. It's going to take some time for me. The team announced on Tuesday that receiver Chris Godwin, who donned the dozen for Tampa Bay for the last 3 seasons, he has agreed to give the 6-time Super Bowl champion the number 12. Brady and Godwin spoke on the phone shortly after Brady's signing became official almost 2 weeks ago, per the team's website. And Godwin, who is coming off a 1,300-yard season capped by a Pro Bowl appearance, he will switch to the number 14. So Tom Brady will get the number 12. Godwin's going to the number 14. Certainly a sign of respect to the new quarterback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Tom Brady. Though, isn't that just weird to say? Tom Brady, Tampa Bay Buccaneers. It's going to take a while for me to get used to that. All right, Major League Baseball news. MLB commish Rob Manfred. He told minor league clubs and its players on Tuesday that they are officially suspending the season, but agreed to pay minor leaguers $400 per week, at least through May. Manfred said he still expects the minor league season to resume this season, but that he has no idea when. In a letter to clubs and obtained by USA Today Sports, Manfred informed Pat O'Connor that minor league president and CEO of MLB's intentions amid the national emergency caused by the coronavirus pandemic. So this is how the MLB plans on compensating minor league players. And minor leaguers don't make a lot. They just don't. You know, the lives they live are centered on trying to make it to the majors and hoping to, you know, get a big payday if given the right opportunity at the right time. It all has to align. But, you know, a lot of these minor league baseball players are not getting paid a lot. The travel is crazy. The schedule is insane. And it's for peanuts. So this is really good that at least the MLB is going to give these players something, even if it is just $400 per week through the month of May. Not a lot of money. Not a lot of money, but it's still something. There are so many people right now suffering in our nation because they don't have jobs and don't know where that next check is going to come from, and they're filing for unemployment. It is just a really, really trying time. Okay, and speaking of pay in professional sports, the NBA and the National Basketball Players Association, better known as the NBPA, are discussing scenarios for withholding up to 25% of players' remaining salaries in a league escrow should regular season games eventually be canceled. That's what sources told ESPN. Now, the NBA continues to hope that there will be a resumption of some part of the regular season and playoffs in the wake of the coronavirus pandemic, but the uncertainty surrounding the league's ability to fulfill its full 82-game regular season will ultimately be a financial cost shared among owners and players. You cannot ignore it. If you're not playing games, how can you get revenue? There's no ticket sales happening. You know, right now, all broadcasts are on hold. I'm still not sure how that works. I mean, if you are in contract with a station like ESPN for that station to broadcast your games and you're getting money from them to do that, if you're not playing, what does that do to those television contracts? I mean, there's just so much here, so many layers here that directly have a trickle-down effect to eventually the pay of the players. So the collective bargaining agreement maintains that players lose approximately 1% of salary per canceled game. So there you have that, based on a force majeure provision, which covers several catastrophic circumstances, including epidemics and pandemics like the one we are currently undergoing. So there you have that, the NBA and NBPA trying to figure out how they can go about paying its players in the midst of this pandemic. Okay, and then you have John Jones, UFC lightweight heavyweight champion. John Jones will not face jail time after entering a guilty plea to a charge of driving while intoxicated, stemming from a March 26th incident in New Mexico. Jones agreed to 1 year of supervised probation as part of the plea deal, provided that he follows the terms of the agreement. Jones, who is 26-1 in his UFC career, one of the greatest fighters of all time, he must serve 96 consecutive hours in a community custody program, which is similar to house arrest, and complete 48 hours of community service. Other terms of the deal include Jones paying a $500 fine and taking part in a 90-day outpatient treatment program. Now, the latter will be allowed to take place via video conferencing due to what we're going through as a nation with the coronavirus pandemic. Jones was arrested last Thursday in New Mexico, Albuquerque to be exact, where he lives and trains, on charges of aggravated driving while intoxicated, negligent use of a deadly weapon, no proof of insurance, and possession of an open container of alcohol. The latter three charges were dropped as part of the plea deal, which has not yet been approved by a judge. But John Jones, who, again, despite his heralded fighting career, he has certainly battled his demons away from the octagon, just hoping that that dude gets better. He is such a talent, and people love watching him fight, including myself. I just hate to see people go through something like this. So wishing Jones well and hoping that he gets better. Okay. That does it for your current sports quick hit headliners. Multiple ways in which you can weigh in. Again, you can't call, but you can certainly text 517-355-9527, 517-355-9527. Go to facebook.com/WKAR News and leave us a comment really anywhere there. And you can tweet us. Tweet me directly at Al Martin, WKAR, or tweet the show at WKAR News. Let's hit our first break. When we come back, I'll dive into how the NBA plans on possibly continuing its season amidst the coronavirus pandemic. Also, Carmelo Anthony speaking on what would have been, what could have been, if the Detroit Pistons had drafted him at number 2 overall. And the NFL still planning on holding a traditional season, despite what we're going through as a nation and as a world. We'll be right back. You are listening to the April 1st edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. I am your host, Al Martin. You know, I want to touch upon this because, you know, right now, sports leagues everywhere are trying to figure out how they can resume their seasons and when that will happen. You know, sports everywhere. Sports everywhere. You know, I brought the headline to you yesterday how, you know, Kirk Herbstreit, you know, he believes that, well, he would just be surprised. He will be surprised if college football even happens this fall. Every major professional sports league has postponed its season at this point. You know, right now there is no baseball. We're supposed to be seeing some baseball take place. Instead, we're reduced to Twitch video game virtual live streams. You know, there was no college basketball in the month of March. The NFL still plans to resume things. I'll get to that in just a moment, but you know, the NBA has postponed everything. And you know, when it comes to the NBA, you know, with the NBA season remaining shut down for the foreseeable future, you know, there is that question out there, just like in other sports leagues. You know, how can you continue the year? How can you begin your season when discussing, like, the MLB? But for the NBA, how is the league going to play out the season once it can finally get players back on the court? You know, how can you make that move? So, you know, I mentioned Mark Berman yesterday of the New York Post saying that he has some sources that say that the NBA executives have an idea in mind. They do have an idea in mind. And a possible coronavirus endgame would be 30 teams, one arena, no fans. Talk about incredibly weird. 30 teams, one arena, no fans. Per the Post, a group of execs are keen on the idea of arranging for the season to be played out at a single location. This is what Mark Berman had to say. Quote, though the news of the coronavirus pandemic has been discouraging, NBA executives still cling to hope of arranging a one-site, fanless, 16-team playoff and a 5-7-game regular season prelude, according to multiple NBA sources. One industry source said, quote, they are very determined to have a champion. It goes on to read, quote, the playoffs could still be reduced to a slew of best-of-three series across the board. A single elimination format has been all but ruled out, only under consideration as last resort. And another league official told Mark Berman, quote, nothing is off the table. The NBA is desperate right now to continue its season. And I totally understand it, because this is such an intriguing year in the association. Such a competitive year with all of the offseason moves that took place. The crazy moment that was NBA free agency, where you had stars switching teams and trades and all these different signings. It was insane. You know, like me, I remember I put out there on my Twitter, excuse me, in my Facebook status, that this year was going to be the most intriguing NBA season in probably a decade, due to how so many teams out there had a legit shot at going deep in the NBA playoffs and possibly competing for an NBA championship. There are so many teams. It was just like, you know, just pick your team. There was not this one dynasty, you know, like we had with the Golden State Warriors for a while. There was not that one team that you looked at and said, oh my goodness, that team is stacked from top to bottom and can't be beaten. Even the L.A. Lakers, given all of the talent and LeBron James playing at the kind of level that he was at, sure, you can make an argument that the L.A. Lakers were or are the best team in the National Basketball Association. But There are still some inconsistencies with that team. And there are other teams around the league that are very, very competitive. Arguably on the level of the Lakers or better. You know, the Milwaukee Bucks come to mind. The LA Clippers, when they are at full force and healthy, they come to mind. And it's just one of those things now because, you know, we have never been through anything like this. The coronavirus pandemic is something that we will look back on when the dust settles and we get this relatively under control and can go back to some kind of normal life. You know, it's one of those things that I don't know how we can go back to a fully normal life, at least not immediately. It's one of those things that is going to evoke permanent change in our society and world. You know, we've never been through anything like this. And when it comes to the discussions that we have within the world of sports, there are going to be a ton of what-if scenarios. What if said league's season was regular? What if the said season of said league was not impacted by the coronavirus? What would have happened? What could have happened? You're going to hear a lot of that when discussing sports in 2020. That's just how it is. And it's so unfortunate, but again, this is out of our control. And if the NBA goes through with this, deciding to hold these games at one site, inviting all of these teams there, 30 teams with no fans, it is not going to be your regular NBA year. It's just not. I mean, we've lost so much time as it is right now. Players are sitting at home in quarantine with their families, making TikTok videos left and right. Hard to stay focused, right? Hard to stay in shape. Only like a certain player with a certain mindset. I mean, you got to be a pro's pro to still be working out heavy the way you did when the NBA year was taking place. I'm not saying that those players, you know, aren't out there, because there certainly are those players out there who are still keeping in shape and because they know that, you know, that they want to be ready when the NBA year starts. But you better believe on the other side, there are a lot of players out there who are sitting around eating Twinkies, doing nothing, haven't had this much time off and they don't know when. Because if you're in the NBA, I mean, really your entire life, your childhood has been spent chasing that dream. AAU schedule that allows you maybe a month off while still competing in high school ball. And then college basketball, we all know what the crazy schedules of that are. And then if you took the path of going to play overseas, that schedule is intense. And then making your NBA dreams come true. Basketball, bottom line, has been a part of you for a long, long time. You haven't had this much time off in years. And you're telling me that a lot of players aren't taking advantage of it? You better believe they are taking advantage of it. It's just a weird time, so you got to take in consideration that if you do this. And then the fact that, you know, it will be a best of three series. We haven't seen that since, what, the 90s. It will be a best of three series with no fans. We all know how important you all are to these games. When you go to these games and pack it out and show out, you fans are important. You can sway certain outcomes based on the noise and getting under players' skin and so on and so forth. Home court advantage is real in basketball. So whoever, you know, if this goes in play, whoever wins the NBA championship this year under this format, it has to have an asterisk next to it. These won't be normal circumstances. You know, I'm wondering if the reaction from that said team is going to be tempered a bit. Because you know that this season is odd. It will give us our NBA fix for a little bit. It'll give us our sports fix for a little bit, but it just won't be the same. But at this point, we will take anything, right? We'll take anything. It does not matter. So, you know, as far as where this could happen, I want to push along these details to you guys. One answer is UNLV in Las Vegas, which has hosted summer league games in the NBA. We all know Vegas is the hotbed when it comes to summer league basketball. It's a city with crazy hotel capacity because of how many tourists come to Las Vegas to gamble and enjoy and have a good time. Berman also reports that there have been talks about the Bahamas, Orlando, Atlantic City, Hawaii, Louisville. Those all locations when it comes to the playoffs. So, and then even Jay Williams of ESPN, he threw out another idea. I don't know how you guys feel about this one, but holding these games on cruise ships. So get away from land altogether and play on a cruise ship, which is, that's pretty interesting. Cruise ships. It'll be different, I'll tell you that. I'm not against it. You know, at this point, your creativity, your creative juices have to really be flowing here to make sure that, you know, you entertain the public. It's hard. You know, watching a game without fans, it will feel like an NBA, you know, G League game. You know, watching those games, you feel like you're just basically watching in on an exhibition game. You know, there's no fans, barely any noise. You can hear clearly the squeaking of the shoes and guys yelling at each other on the court and, you know, the whistles, you know, just the natural acoustics of basketball, which is so, so weird. It's just a different vibe with fans. But holding on cruise ships, hey, that's not a bad idea. I like that idea a lot, actually. It just provides, you know, different optics for an NBA game. But the key number at play here is 70 regular season games. Seeing as though regional networks reportedly have contracts calling for at least 70 games for local teams. All teams are currently around the mid-60s in games played, though many of those games have been nationally televised. So the reported best-case scenario is starting up the season in late June. That's in line with past reports. Late June is the target right now. And delaying the opening of the 2020-2021 season to Christmas. The NBA draft would also be postponed in such situation. So, and you know, we're not, again, the NBA, this isn't an exclusive conversation happening in the National Basketball Association. The Premier League has also discussed similar coronavirus plans. The Premier League has reportedly, the English Premier League is soccer out there, folks. The Premier League has reportedly discussed in their plan, when it comes to players and key staff, those individuals would be quarantined in separate hotels while waiting for their matches. And, you know, it's just a weird scenario because, you know, in that system, that would isolate players from their families. You know, a single positive coronavirus test could also cause the whole system to collapse. You got to think about that. You know, and then, you know, what happens if a player gets injured? You know, hospitals right now are just so packed in this war fighting the coronavirus. You know, do you really just want to have a case of a player going to a hospital knowing what those doctors are going through in a much serious situation dealing with this outbreak? You know, hospitals could still be in a really bad state by the time the NBA returns or the Premier League returns, right? There are just so many questions you got to really comb through and just think about. You really do. So what I want to do right now, I want to hit our final break. When we come back, I'm going to speak on Carmelo Anthony, touching on him possibly having two or three rings if the Detroit Pistons would have drafted him back in 03 with the number two overall pick, and also the Michigan State football team putting out some updates concerning its roster. That and more. We'll be right back. Again, you are listening to the April 1st Hump Day edition of WKAR's Current Sports. All right, welcome back to WKAR's Current Sports. We have just about 10 minutes left. You just heard my thoughts on the NBA kicking around ideas on how they would continue its regular season and how they would tweak things for the playoffs, because right now, again, according to Mark Berman of the New York Post, NBA execs desperately want a winner. And just briefly here, I want to touch on Carmelo Anthony. You know, we're seeing a lot of players and celebrities out there go live on Instagram and just talk with other players and other people to try and get through the coronavirus pandemic. There's a lot of boredom taking place right now, and technology has become really a safe haven for us all. I mean, can you imagine being in quarantine right now without cell phones and feeling some type of connection with the world? You know, because honestly, if that was taken away and there was no Instagram, there was no Facebook, there was no Twitter, you know, if you didn't feel isolated, or if you, or I should say this, if you do feel isolated right now, my goodness, you would feel even more isolated if you could not connect to the world in the way social media has allowed us to. It really has become a safe haven, and it's really, I know it's kept my mind at least a little bit intact here, just feeling some kind type of connection to other people. It's hard when you can't stand more than 6 feet next to somebody out there because of what we're going through. So we're seeing all these individuals go on Facebook Live. You know, for myself, I know on Zoom. Zoom has become like a verb now. Zoom has taken over as like the video chatting service that allows you to basically have a full conference call with other people out there. And, you know, I have it on my laptop. It's what I use in my acting class, actually. And, you know, I had a Zoom session with my fraternity brothers on Sunday, which was great. You know, just allowing us to just stay connected and check in on one another. So when it comes to athletes, Carmelo Anthony went live on his Instagram Live with his good buddy, Dwayne Wade. And Carmelo Anthony got on the Instagram Live, and he was apparently asked about, you know, his NBA career and what could have been in his career, because he's never won an NBA title, and that bothers him. He's gone on the record to say that. You know, when you're a great player, it's about winning championships. That's what you want to do. That's the goal. So Carmelo Anthony gets on there, and he says that he believes he would have won two or three rings if the Pistons would have selected him back in 2003. And that was such an amazing draft class. You know, for Pistons fans out there like me, you're kicking around, you have been kicking around the scenario of what if you have drafted a Dwayne Wade or Chris Bosh or a Carmelo Anthony with that number two overall draft pick instead of Darko Milicic, who turned out to be one of the biggest busts in NBA history because of where he was taken and the failed expectations that happened in his playing career. Now, Carmelo Anthony, yeah, despite him not being a winner, not being able to win a ring, an NBA championship, and heck, looking at LeBron James, Dwayne Wade, and Chris Bosh, I mean, those are all three players that had to link up with one another to win one, further outlining just how hard it is to win a ring in the NBA. But in 2004, the season directly, right after the NBA draft. So on what would have been Carmelo Anthony's rookie year, he would have won a ring if the Pistons have drafted him. But the thinking behind that at the time, in the mind of Joe Dumars, was that they already had a Carmelo Anthony-type player in Mr. Tayshaun Prince. The Prince of the Palace, the long arm of the law, the famous block on Reggie Miller. And don't get me wrong, Tayshaun Prince, fantastic player. Fantastic. I used to love Tayshaun. I mean, that's really, you know, that era, that the early 2000s is really when I became a diehard Detroit Pistons fan. And watching that team do what they did in 2004, I mean, it brought me to tears. It's still one of my favorite sports memories of all time. Carmelo, if he was drafted in 03, would have won a ring in 04 with the team. And then the Pistons getting back to the NBA Finals, in which I believe they played the San Antonio Spurs and lost to the San Antonio Spurs. I mean, they would have had a better shot, I'll say. I'm not saying they would have won, but they would have had a better shot at winning back-to-back titles if you have a dynamic player, a dynamic superstar like Carmelo Anthony on your team. That's just the facts. Just the facts. So I don't think that statement is crazy to say. Listening to Carmelo talk that talk on Instagram Live, I don't think it's crazy to say. Carmelo, yes, he's a high-volume shooter, but it's not often when you get a scorer like he is. You know, him being the future of the franchise, man, just would have felt better than Darko Milicic, who was a complete bust. So I don't think it's outlandish for Carmelo to say that. And just, you know, just think about how the perception would have changed if Carmelo had a ring or two. Because that's how we judge NBA players today. If Carmelo would have gotten that ring, it would have boosted his cachet up a little bit. I'll just say that. Because a lot of people look at Carmelo as a great NBA talent, but never a winner. Because he's never won. Just never won. But it hurts when you play for an organization like the New York Knicks. How can you win? I don't care who you are. It would take a miracle to win as a player with the New York Knicks. The Knicks have horrible upper management. They've consistently drafted terrible. Carmelo did as best as he could do when he was out in New York. And then Denver didn't have the pieces around Carmelo to go deep in the NBA playoffs. So let's just be real. Let's evaluate the situations as well. Carmelo was just in bad situations. You better believe it. If you replace Chris Bosh with Carmelo Anthony in Miami, you better believe Carmelo, D-Wade, and LeBron would have won championships. I mean, come on, let's be real here. You pair any player, any star, alongside LeBron James and Dwayne Wade at that time, and a pretty good shot they would have won. So I don't think it's crazy in saying that. Okay, with just 2 minutes left here, MSU football update. You know, I'll further elaborate on this, on tomorrow's show. But, you know, we did get a chance to have a peek at Michigan State football and its updated spring roster. Yesterday morning it was released. It does not include redshirt freshman punter Jack Baumeister. He has left the team to apparently return home to Australia, but they did offer UTEP's Mitchell Crawford, who is an Australian native, saying in a message to MLive.com that he has received a scholarship offer from new special teams coordinator for MSU football under Mel Tucker, Ross Ailes. And then Julian Barnett, who was one of the top corners coming out of Belleville. Flip to wide receiver. It looks as though Julian Barnett is going to move back to cornerback. And I'll tell you why I like both of these moves on tomorrow's Current Sports. But until then, folks, I want you to be smart, be safe. Don't get fooled too much on April Fool's. Be easy, people.